nothing there to hold water or to prevent water from coming in. This is a really, really important time, and I'm trying to urge you, I'm trying to persuade you, I'm trying to coach you, I'm trying to exhort you, I'm trying to build you up, I'm trying to challenge you to prod, all of these kinds of things, you see. We've got to get off the spiritual dime, so to speak, and begin to take these things seriously. Now, this is fascinating, totally fascinating. Came out today. An imam's call to add the crescent moon symbol to Russia's emblem is met with alarm. Was it a call to bring the revolts and violence of the Arab Spring, now sweeping the Mideast, to Russia? That's the question that swirled throughout Moscow when a top imam called for the addition of the Islamic crescent moon symbol to the Russian emblem for the flag. The surprise call during an interview with a leading Russian newspaper was met with alarm because the imam heads the Central Spiritual Association of Muslims of Russia, a major regional Islamic association. According to this logic, the head of Russia's heraldry service argued, we have to change the name of Russia, put a green stripe on our flag, and move the capital city from Moscow to somewhere on the border between Europe and Asia. Russia has been involved in a number of disputes along its southern tier that pit predominantly Muslim populations seeking autonomy and Islamic governance against Russian troops. In Chechnya, for example, Russia has fought two brutal wars and been the subject of major terrorist attacks by Islamic separatists from the region. However, Russia has 20 million Muslims, 18% of the population, and it is said that when the Muslim population exceeds 10%, they will be able to carry the day when they want to. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens, but we do know that Ezekiel 38 and 39 puts Russia right at the head of the heap in a final secret confederation of Islamic nations to come against Israel in the latter days to take a spoil. You can read about it there in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I urge you to do that. Here's a statement that came from one of our listeners. I'm reading your book, Seduction of the Saints, and truly appreciate and agree with your analysis of what is happening today to the saints and the church. It's given me a much better insight into what I see is deceiving the church and her people. It'll give you that insight, too. I urge you to get your copy. $18 or more to Save America Ministries. Get on our website, saveus.org. And again, I want to urge you to become a partner. Don't delay. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Build an ark, my friend. Build an ark.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We're going to be talking about what's happening economically to our country. Now, let's simply point out that China is having real economic problems. They certainly have inflation. They've admit to 8 or 9% inflation. It's probably close to 15% inflation. They've had to raise their interest rates. They've had the banks actually raise the reserve requirements. They're doing everything they can to quiet down the inflation. Basically, they have whole massive cities over there completely built with nobody in them because nobody can afford them. They've had massive building over there, massive increase in the price of everything over there. They build up a middle class. But many people in the middle class are increasingly having difficulties because of the beginning contraction of the Chinese economy. And, of course, this reflects in part what's going on here in America. And, of course, the inflation it represents the fact that America has been simply printing money and distributing it throughout the world. We've been exporting our inflation and bringing it to countries all throughout the world. And there's some very, very real economic problems. There are real economic problems over in Europe, where we have the so-called pig nations, and basically all of them are threatening or on the verge of default. Why? Because, of course, the banks have actually lent them massive amounts of money. That massive amounts of money could never be repaid. The only way that the banks will extend the loans over there in Greece is the fact that the bankers want to actually take title to all the Greeks' national assets, their islands, and their infrastructure. And the people say, no way, and you're going to have to take a loss, and the banks say, we're not going to do it. And that may very well lead to default, and I hope it does. But, Bob, you pick up the story. Tell us what's happening in Europe. And then what is happening here in America? Really, now they keep giving us all sorts of fraudulent figures on inflation. Inflation is probably 10%. Ben Bernanke is just lying. They've changed the definition of inflation. And, of course, when they use faulty inflation and the report on the gross domestic product, which only grew 1.8%, of course, in the first quarter, was really probably a minus 5% when corrected for inflation. And the unemployment figures, they're lying about that. I mean, they lie about everything. I don't know why we should believe their story about Osama bin Laden. You pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, we'll go one segment at a time. It looks like, in reality, in the first quarter, the GDP was probably a minus 1/2 to a minus 1.5% without the stimulus 2 and QE 2. And that was a lot worse than I thought it would be. I thought they'd do 2 to 2.25%, 2.5% growth for the first quarter, for the year. And now I come up with these dreadful figures. They blame it on higher prices for food and gasoline. But, and I'm sure that has something to do with it, but the lying, as you pointed out, is devastating. I mean,
well, they're certainly lying about the unemployment figures. They're certainly lying about the gross domestic product. But most are lying about inflation. When Bernanke says the inflation rate is maybe 2.6%. Well, yes, but according to his definition, and that definition has been totally altered going back to 1994 to make it look like it's less than it really is. Bob, you pick up the story.
I certainly will. First of all, you talked about unemployment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Put up in return for renewing their loans and lending them more money. And, of course, their prime minister, their gentleman who runs the country, is a man named Papandreou. He's a Bilderberg. He's part of this whole world elite system. He's quite prepared to betray his people. But the Greek people and apparently the opposition leaders are saying, no way. And certainly the only reason we got into this trouble is the banks lent money to this country, knowing it would never be repaid. The banks are putting us into this problem. The banks certainly are creating money out of nothing and then have the audacity to charge us impossible interest rates. And we're not going to pay the banks back. And of course, the whole banking system is built upon trust. And if countries or individuals just say, we're not going to pay it back, the whole system can begin to break down. And, oh, my goodness, those multi-trillion dollars that the banks have on deposit, could be taken away from them. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I spent a great deal of time on radio and television and the newspapers in Greece telling people really what the issues are. And needless to say, the Greek government is real upset about it. In fact, one of the reporters that brought me on has lost their job, and that's the way things are because of what I had to say. But there are a lot of people who agreed with me, and others who have been on radio there, Alex Jones and Max Kaiser, to name a couple. And and they're not really as tuned in to the history of Europe the way I am. Max may be to an extent, but I don't think that Alex is, because Max has lived there, but Alex hasn't, and I lived there for years. But they've got to default, or they'll live in poverty for 50 years. I mean, it'll be awful. And these bankers would be prancing around and treating these people like animals. They do anyway, but, I mean, that's their attitude towards the lower classes. They're subhumans as far as they're concerned. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think that the head of the other party will stop it in the equivalent of the House of Representatives. And they have to have 50% of the vote, which is not that much, but the PM is short 20 votes, and he may have defections from his old party. And what's going to happen, too, is anybody in his party who votes for this monster is ever going to be elected to office again. And so I think there'll be a default. 6 months ago, the Greeks offered the Germans a 50% paper, and the Germans turned it down. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, they could have got the whole thing fixed, so to speak. And so now what should the haircut be? Well, probably pay off 30 cents on the dollar, like Argentina did at the close of the century. And I think that's coming. And if they do that, Ireland and Portugal will want to do that. And Spain's going to eventually get in trouble, so they want to do it too. And maybe Italy and probably Belgium. Now, that means that all these players are going to have to drop out of the euro. And that creates a whole new set of problems. Now, the Germans don't want to be in the euro. Maybe the German government does, but the Germans don't. And that's been that way from the very beginning. In fact, they don't even want to be in the European Union. And they just want their Deutschmark back. They want to trade, and they don't want anybody to bother them. And they don't need anybody else.
Yeah, but, of course, basically, when you've got two political parties, they're both controlled by the same people, you usually don't have much choice, just like here. We've got the Republicrats, you know, and they give us the impression they're different, but they're all essentially going the same way. They talk a good fight. It's always political theater. But the reality is they're all globalists. They're all intent upon bankrupting our country. They said they go, both of them go along with the war. Both of them go along with torture. Both of them go along with the war in Libya, and of course we're destabilizing the whole of the Middle East. And there's no real opposition, I suspect, in Germany anymore. There's real opposition here in the United States. I just hope that there will be a rising opposition in Germany, and let's hope and pray there's a rising opposition in the United States. I believe that it's coming. But go ahead, Bob.
Well, and so that's the way Europe's headed. The euro has been very strong recently, and I think that strength has been created by the international banking fraternity to create a buffer zone under the euro. And, of course, if the problem in Greece takes place, the euro will fall and the dollar will rise. And so that's a game that they're playing over there. One of the interesting things that the banks have done in each country in Europe, as well as the United States, they have frozen all the assets, all of the assets of Libya. That's $100 billion. These assets belong to the Libyan people. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done. And nobody knows about it. It hasn't appeared anywhere. And so, of course, too, they want to do away with the central bank, which is owned by the government. They want to steal the $100 billion plus the gold, which is on deposit in the bank there, what is it, 143.8 tons. They want control of the four water aquifers under the country. They want to control the sweet oil. They want Libya and AFRICOM, which Gaddafi refused to join.
I think people have to understand, we have a military, the United States has a military command in Africa, it's AFRICOM, we have a military command in Europe, we have a military command in Asia, we have a military command in North America, we have a military command in South America. Why do we have a military command in Africa? Because we dominate and control that continent. That's why. And Libya didn't want to go along with that. Not only that, but there are only four countries in the world that have central banks that are not part of this whole group that controls America and Great Britain and ties into this central banking syndicate controlled by a few wealthy families. And Libya was not part of it. That's one reason why they have to be destroyed. And not only that, but they have large, significant gold supplies, a great deal of wealth. And Gaddafi has used his wealth to buy the support of his people and the surrounding areas. He hasn't been a bad authoritarian leader in comparison with most of those we've put in power and control. But go ahead.
Yeah, and that Africa was dreamt up by the neocons at the New American Century, and they're the ones that were behind the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan as well, and most of them are ex-Marxists, incidentally, and so you have a very, very volatile situation. England is just plain flat broke, and they put on that Tea Party over there. The heir to the throne was married to this young lady, and it just happens that she is a member of the House of Rothschild, and so I thought that was a very interesting matchup. I think that kind of thing, when you see it, is extraordinarily important, because it shows the Rothschilds moving into, via marriage, control, and within the control structure of the black nobility in Europe. And, of course, really, the U.S. is a basket case as well. There's no movement in Congress to cut anything really substantially. And even if they do, it won't happen until late in the summer, if at all. And so the dollar, based upon that, will continue to deteriorate. And so we get the U.S., the federal government, the municipalities, and personal as well as some instances, corporate problems. Major banks and brokerage houses are technically bankrupt. And if the stock market is not held up artificially, which it is by the Federal Reserve, then that whole thing's going to fall apart. If real interest rates rise, and I think they will over the next couple of years, not precipitously, but just a couple of points, is enough to change things. And so you got all sorts of bad things going on.
But when you talk about the interest rates going up, that is going, of course, to mean it's be more expensive to borrow money. That will dampen the economy. The economy is already in trouble. They're doing everything they can to prop it up. You start undercutting, you know, the effect of the low interest rates. That is going to simply curtail what little lending there is going on at the present time, make it more expensive for people to buy things, and that's really going to really bring us into the second down leg of the recession, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, that's true. And the increased inflation is something which is welcomed by the central banks, because it allows them to extend the playing of their game that they're playing.
And, of course, the other thing is, it means that when the government pays you Social Security, it only costs them half as much, because the money's only worth half as much. Go right ahead, Bob.
And so you have these conglomeration of worldwide problems just in three countries, three groups of countries.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
As this is happening, other countries will not buy our bonds. So, of course, the Federal Reserve System has to simply create the money to buy the bonds. That's highly inflationary, and, of course, they keep buying more and more bonds. I mean, this year we've got a deficit of $1.65 trillion, and most of the bonds that make up that deficit, that fund the deficit, are being bought by our own Federal Reserve System. They give money to foreign countries to buy it. I mean, they can't let the American people know what's going on, but this is highly inflationary and progressively eroding the value of our currency. And this is, of course, what always happens when you have militarist nations that are out to dominate the world, and eventually they go bankrupt. Certainly, Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, talks about that in his article he wrote in Foreign Affairs magazine, November of December of last year, of 2010. I recommend that article where he tells how we're going to have lower living standards and austerity here. But he also talks about certainly how it's been well known that whenever nations begin having an empire and massive military spending, they eventually end up, just as Great Britain did during the first part of the last century, spending themselves into oblivion and then fading into certainly a secondary status. And that's just exactly what they are intentionally doing here. But they can't let the American people realize they're about to destroy the value of our currency, impoverish the American people. But go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think that the things that you've described, things that are patentable, they're going to happen. And the only way that they can delay things, and perhaps for a few years, you know, everybody, many people say, well, gee, it's got to happen by December and so on and so forth. I've given up on that. We know where they're headed. We know what they want to do. We don't know when they're going to pull the plug. So it could last several years. What's the best estimate? Probably 2 to 3 years. If you'd asked me 2 years ago, I probably would have said a year or two. No, they've been able to extend it, and they'll keep on doing that if they can, or they're not ready to pull the plug yet. And World War III has already started, this upheaval they've caused in Syria, where Russia has a naval base, and taking control of the Libyan oil, which the Chinese are supposed to have a piece of, so to speak, and they just withdrew some 30,000 people who were working in the country on projects because of the violence that's going on. And, of course, too, you have the U.S. trying each day to kill Mr. Gaddafi, and in the process is killing part of his family. And that's going to be ongoing until they win. There's no way Gaddafi can win. It's impossible. He's got all of Western Europe and the United States against him, or at least the leadership, all the people who control the leadership. And they want to steal everything. First and foremost, these people are criminals. And so they're preparing this war.
Well, you know, what's really so disturbing is that we are operating, the United States is operating under directive in the United Nations to create a no-fly zone in Libya so that they cannot use fighter planes and helicopters to actually, attack the rebel troops. We have no business over there, but we're operating under United Nations mandate. That's world law. So why are we trying to kill Gaddafi's son? We killed his son, his grandchildren. It would be like somebody coming over here and killing President Obama's children because they didn't like our policies. I mean, we would be outraged by that, and everybody in the world would be outraged. But where's the outrage about them killing Gaddafi's son and his grandchildren? I mean, is there any, and Chris, how can you justify that? This has nothing to do with an outrage. With certainly a no-fly zone. It has everything to do with an aggressive war. And, of course, the war, at least in part now, has displaced the Chinese, who have purchased the right to develop the oil in the eastern part of Libya. And, of course, we're not going to allow them to do that. They've had to pull about 29,000 Chinese out of the country. And of course, the Russians are going to be forced out of Syria. We're laying the ground for an international conflict. Why would rational people do that? Well, we're not dealing with rational people, ladies and gentlemen. The people who rule America are not rational by our way of thinking.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And of course, we'd be glad to take your calls. Bob was simply saying that what you saw today was a massive interference in the free market system, where, of course, you had J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC, that's Hong Kong, Singapore Banking Corporation, certainly the largest bank in the world, primarily a British-based. But, of course, they simply shorted silver, and they were able to drive the price down $7 an ounce, over a couple of days. It'll only be a temporary measure. They're desperately trying to get out of their silver shorts. They don't think it'll lose up to $100 billion or something like that. But what you're seeing is the fact that these people don't play by the rules. There are rules that prevent suddenly manipulating the market. But these people are above the rules because they control the government. They could buy and sell the politicians. They buy and sell the courts. They buy and sell the people on the SEC and on the Commodities Trading Board. We have a ruling elite. It's about time people understood that. And what we need to do is hold people to the law and not allow this small group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness to be able to manipulate our markets and our commodities, yes, and our leaders, to the point where today we have in Washington, D.C., the finest politicians money could buy. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Bob, would you like to tell our listeners how they could subscribe to the International Forecaster? And, ladies and gentlemen, at times like this, you need to have this information on a regular basis. You need to read it twice a week, as I do. It will help you to understand what's going on, because most people are going to end up losing most of what they have before this is over. Bob, how can people get the International Forecaster and keep abreast of what's going on?
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, social, political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and it usually is around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy, which we produce for those who are not on the Internet. And everything that you need to know is in that publication every week. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com, or to www.INTFORECASTER.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you'd like to submit a question, and we answer everyone, or if you would like to get a free copy, or if you'd like to get our latest releases on gold and silver stocks, you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at INTFORECASTER.com, Bob at INTFORECASTER.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the demise of the dollar, the demise of our economic system. The only thing that's keeping our economic system going at all is the fact that they are keeping the interest rates at zero. Of course, it's people can borrow, at least the big banks can borrow money for essentially nothing. And then, of course, they are simply pouring money into the economy by buying all this massive debt and under one guise or another. What they're doing is simply progressively destroying the value of our currency by creating inflation, but they can't let the American people know that, so they use the phony statistics. But if you calculate inflation the way they did in 1994, you would realize, of course, that we have about a 10% inflation. Remember, you can call, you know, a turkey a chicken, but it's still a turkey. When you change the definition of inflation, you don't change what's going on. You may be able to convince people that a turkey is a chicken, but most people are going to realize that turkey's a turkey. And boy, ladies and gentlemen, they're in the process of destroying the value of our currency. If you don't think there's inflation, you go to the grocery store and look, see what's happening to the price of food. You go to your store where you buy your clothing and see what's happening to the price of underwear. And you go to the gas station and see what's happened to the price of gasoline. And then call in here and tell me there's no inflation or it's only 2.6%. Let's go to John. John, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, thanks for letting me on again. I just was thinking it's a really good program. I enjoy hearing all the information from Dr. Bob.
Yeah, but John, do you have a question? Because we don't want something, you read something. If you have a question, we'd be glad to have take that question.
Yeah, if the national government refuses to raise the debt ceiling and they default on the debt, would Social Security and military pensions be eliminated?
Well, I think as debt were to grow, the possibility that there would be a partial curtailment of government pensions, Social Security, Medicare, in particular, would be the first things to go. And they would probably, and there is such legislation in Washington, they would go after the 401ks and the IRAs and exchange those valuable methods of saving for retirement for guaranteed government annuities, as they call them. And so all those things are possible. We're probably talking about savings and changeovers of maybe $15 trillion. A lot of money. And so as time goes on, that's going to happen. But it wouldn't be unusual, like if there was a devaluation of the dollar versus other currencies, and maybe even gold, and there would be a debt settlement, that would mean that in all probability that we would be looking at a cut. And the cut in Social Security would probably be something along the lines of the percentage that the dollar fell against perhaps another 5 or 10 major currencies. And so what would that be? My guess is 2/3. So you'd end up with 30 cents on the dollar. And that's what I think they would cut Social Security and other things by. And that's where I think this is headed. And when they get to where they can't push the system any further, they'll go ahead and have a big meeting and do all those things I just described.
Well, Bob, do you think that they will do this by cutting it by 2/3 or simply destroy the value of the currency by 2/3 and use the invisible tax, the invisible system of inflation to accomplish this so they can say, we are paying you what we promised, you know, you're entitled to $1,500 a month for Social Security? It's just that the Social Security $1,500 will only buy about a third of what it used to. Do you think they'll do this an outright devaluation or simply by the invisible tax of inflation?
I think they'll do both. And they're in the process of doing the foregoing. You see that. You just mentioned that. And so you're going to have ongoing high inflation. And at the same time, you're going to have depreciation of the dollar against other currencies. And, of course, nine major currencies on average every year for the past 11 years have lost over 20% annually versus gold and silver. So all of that is already in progress, and it'll get worse and worse. But that's where a meeting comes in and everybody decides what the devaluation or revaluation is in all currencies that are involved. And so that's the way they've done this before, and I think that's the way they'll do it again.
All right, fine. Anything else, John, you want to ask before we let you go?
Yes, I would not be surprised if Saudi Arabia suddenly announces that they have nuclear weapons.
Well, it is a thought. They could... I can't answer that. I just don't know.
Well, I would say that Avi Lifkin has said that they do. I've seen, heard other people like Barry Shamish who said that they don't. We'll just have to wait and see, Jack. There's no way of knowing. John, thank you very much, and let's go to Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, you have a question for Bob.
Yes, I do. Wondering whether Bob would recommend gold and or silver IRA for someone who is squeamish about buying gold because of the high price at present and possibly even the relatively high price of silver. But I'm thinking someone who's vested in a government IRA, this is a government retiree, obviously this lady is going to take a serious hit, ultimately, and I'm thinking perhaps that for her, maybe the silver gold IRAs would be the solution.
Basically, I think the question is, should older people think about getting into gold or silver IRAs, or should they simply close out their pension funds, pay the taxes, and take physical possession? What are the possibilities that they will nationalize the IRAs and the 401ks, Bob?
Oh, I think there's a good chance of that. And so, for those who know, and with that in mind, I certainly wouldn't open one. And if I had one, then we'd be looking at my probably already having terminated it, because the idea is after 70 and a half, you're supposed to start using the money. And I would think that would be a good thing for the lady to do, who we discussed with earlier. I think that being out of that danger point, either she or her estate are going to have to pay the taxes anyway. And so I think that's a moot point. You've got to look at it like the tax liability is there, and that in part is how you accumulated so much money. And so you, I would just liquidate it. I wouldn't start IRAs at that stage in life. I don't think that answers your question at all.
Okay, Jack, hope that answers your question. We're going to have to go to Jimmy calling from Florida. Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan, and you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for Bob?
I'd like to ask Bob if he thinks a sale in May and go away is going to apply to gold and silver this year because it started an unusual year.
Now, there's an old saying for our listeners out there, sell in May and go away. In other words, you don't want to be in anything stocks or anything else during the summertime. Usually it's a doldrums, nothing much happens, and you're certainly better off out of the market. So how would you respond to that? Jimmy's asking, would that hold this year?
Well, first of all, it's been a mixed bag, just like the gold-to-silver ratio has it. There's no rhyme nor reason. And with that said, and the volatility that we've seen and correction that's already taken place, I don't see the possibility of any great correction during the summertime. Things might move sideways, but I think that's the worst it'll get. I mean, silver's already down from 50 to 43, and that's quite a correction. And I don't see anything coming after that. No, I mean, and when people say these things, they're non sequiturs. They don't mean anything because it's like the person who would go to a casino and have a formula for playing the roulette wheel. And the roulette wheel is random. And so you can never, ever be able to assign a scientific formula to making that work. So you'd come up with the proper numbers each time or sometimes. And the same is true with the history of things like summer doldrums or corrections and different things. There's absolutely no scientific way of proving that. Absolutely none. And they found that out when they had LTCM, which was the hedge fund, which is run by two gentlemen who won Nobel Prizes for using random scientific ideas in formulas. And what happened was that these formulas eventually didn't work. And the people who invested with them lost their shirts.
That's long.
And these are the experts with Nobels.
Right.
So nobody can do it. And so when people say those things to me, I say, no, it may happen, but nobody knows.
And I think that, Bob, wouldn't you agree that, you know, for the average individual out there, you've got no business going in and out of the market. Just take your position and stick there and until we reach the top. And when that'll be, we don't know. And then what are you going to do? You reach the top? I mean, are you going to put your money into money? Are you going to sell what you haven't put into money when money's losing value? These are very uncertain times, Jimmy. And I think Bob would suggest don't even think about getting in and out of the market. Just stick there. Would you agree with that, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. Until we find some kind of an end somewhere. And then again, we may never sell.
Does that answer your question, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm not into stock market. I'm in the go.
Okay, fine. Well, I certainly do not sell in May and then go away. Just stick right where you are because nobody knows what's going to happen. We're living in the most dangerous times of your lifetime. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program with words of wisdom.
Well, we've covered a lot of things today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Good night. God bless. That's the best advice.
All right, bye-bye.
Good way to make a small fortune out of a large fortune. Well, this is the time when I said, Neo, I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon you if you believe in what we're trying to accomplish, and that is to educate the American people about what's going on, about the fact that not only we are involved in a cultural and ideological war, but there's spiritual forces behind everything. There really are secret societies. There really are powerful people with great wealth who are manipulating everything behind the scenes. And, of course, what they're doing is not simply in this for greed. Many of them have all the wealth of the world. What they're really in this for is to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency. They want to destroy Christianity. They want to install a one-world religion. And they want to bring in a one-world ruler. And these ideas go back thousands of years. They go back to the time of Nimrod, and we can trace these down through the ages, whether it would be to the writings of Plato, 350 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem. That would be 2,350 years ago. And Plato wanted this ruling oligarchy headed by the so-called just man. In fact, Plato said it quite openly, democracy always deteriorates into despotism. That's why he wrote his classic book, The Republic. But the Republic he wanted was really a ruling oligarchy. The Republic we have is where they limit the power of government so men could be free. Well, you need to get read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talks on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret, the Dark Secret, and get the syllabuses that go with that. You need the DVD on the Trilateral Commission. You need the DVD, it's a neon by Constance Cumby, on the Emergence, the coming world leader. The four tape set we have, four CD set we have with Constance, it's called The Aquarian Conspiracy, because that's what they call themselves. And then her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. You, of course, can get those by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we do hope that if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you'll give serious consideration to that, because we certainly could use your help at this time. Or you, if you have anyone you know who would like to advertise with us, or why, of course, give us a call. Or if you yourself would like to advertise with Radio Liberty and help us, this would be another way you can contribute to what we do. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to see the people who do advertise with us and utilize their material. Of course, we've got a wonderful new advertiser. It's simply called The Story of Jesus, and they're not selling anything. And they don't accept any donations. They just want to tell the story of Jesus and hope to bring people into a personal relationship with him. We also have another website. It's not. It's one we simply put up. It's put up by a friend of ours. How do you know you're saved? You can find that on our webpage at RadioLiberty.com. You'll find a link to the story of Jesus. You'll find a link to how do you know you're saved, and go there. Because the longer I live, the more convinced I am of the fact that God does rule in the affairs of men, and we really are involved in a spiritual battle. And if you have any hope of surviving the difficult times that lie ahead, and you may lose everything you have, you know, fiscally and financially, but of course the most important thing for you is your spiritual life and where you'll spend eternity. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please encourage others to listen to our programs and then pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Barry Shamish. And Barry Shamish is an Israeli citizen, certainly brought up in Canada here. But, of course, he's been over there for 30 years as an investigative reporter. But he was getting pretty close to the devil's heartbeat. He exposed the fact that they're Prime Minister Rabin was killed by their own counterpart of the Secret Service. There have been all sorts of other murders of key people there in the Israeli government, that there really is total corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government. And, of course, when you do that sort of thing, why, you manage to make enemies. And there are enough enemies that Berry, for his own safety, had to come to the United States. Of course, Israel's loss is our gain. Berry still writes through the Internet, and his articles are widely read, not only in Israel but throughout the world. But certainly he has all sorts of great information. Without further ado, Barry Shamish, how are you doing tonight, Barry?
I'm fine.
Okay, what are we going to cover this evening?
Yeah, well, I sent you an article. I guess you got it.
I did, and always fascinating.
Well, you know, I watched the news last night and today. You know, when they interview New York firemen, and they all give the same opinion, that justice has been served and the memories of the dead have been avenged and all this kind of stuff. Why doesn't one fireman say, how come they brought down Building 7? We didn't ask them to bring down Building 7. No plane hit it. What was that building brought down for? Just 1 ounce of a decent question from all of America celebrating this murder.
Oh, you know, it's very interesting, Barry. We had open lines this afternoon, and our regularly scheduled guest wasn't there, so I opened the lines on my 3 o'clock program, and I just asked the question, what do you think about the fact that the Americans claim that they captured Osama bin Laden, he was shot in the firefight, and then, of course, they flew him out to the Carl Vinson and dumped the body into the ocean so that there would not be
just
any...
Just like John Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, right, but basically, but all 10 of the people that called in, we had 10 callers, not one of them believed the official government story. In other words, and you would think, of course, that on television somewhere, somebody would have said, I don't believe that story, because everybody I've talked to doesn't believe this story. I mean, you might even believe it if they hadn't disposed of the body before anybody had a chance, an independent source had a chance to check it out. So you know very well that the media is controlled, and they're telling us just what they want us to believe. Oh, we got Osama bin Laden. It's all over. And now, of course, we can put this behind us. We can forget about what happened on September 11th and never ask how it was that, you know, six of the original hijackers have been found to be alive and well, six of them who died that day crashing their planes into the Twin Towers are alive and well in the Middle East. But you're not supposed to ask about that, or the fact that there was absolutely no wreckage at Shanksville, and the entire wreckage of the plane that hit the Pentagon just disintegrated, just vaporized, and about 1,000 bodies there in the Twin Towers were just vaporized because no bit of them has ever been seen. And if that was simply a pancake collapse, it doesn't understand. Nobody, not one of the people that I've seen on television, questioned what we've been told. It's almost as if everything you see on television is scripted, and everything you hear on alternative radio, which is what we do, suddenly believes exactly the opposite. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, I had a problem in that the operation smelled a little too much like JFK Jr., who, of course, the Navy recovered, and against his parents' wishes, not his parents, obviously, his mother's wishes, I suppose. Well, they didn't want him cremated. The Navy decided that he and his wife, and sister-in-law, no less, deserved to be cremated and dumped off a ship.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, because, you know, they were Catholic, at least the family is Catholic.
Not his wife. His wife was Jewish.
I know, but, I mean, John Jr. was Catholic, and you do not cremate Catholics, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, well, his wife and sister-in-law were Jewish, and his parents were really obsessed that their daughters were cremated. Look, there's, I suppose, give it time, and somebody will actually look into this thing. But the fact remains is what they broadcast. Look, there were 40 people outside the White House. Maybe 400 arrived. They made it like this massive mob of celebration where the whole city was coming out. There was a media scripting that's been going on all day and all night. The only question the media has to ask is, did Pakistan protect them? Of course Pakistan protected them. They gave them a mansion next door to a training school. Of course they protected him. That you couldn't avoid. But all the rest of the comments, and I'm repeating myself, but those firemen, they must have, somebody must have had a question about Building 7. Well, needless to say, this will lead on to the subject I wrote about. And, well, there was a poll taken by Haaretz in Israel asking, it wasn't them. They hired a polling company. It's called Dialogue. And they asked the people who their favorite politician, who is the most popular politician in Israel. And everybody, according to them, by the way, religious, non-religious, ultra-Orthodox, immigrants, everybody voted for Shimon Peres as the most popular public figure. Now, this kind of sent me into, it's very frustrating. It really is. I've spent so many years just trying to get him to stand trial for Rabin's murder. Boy, did I put up with a lot of trouble for that. And I mean trouble. I mean, I haven't told you I was driving to...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is simply commenting, Sydney, that we haven't got, obviously, the whole truth about what happened to Osama bin Laden, and Sydney, it just shows that how that you can slant the media. And then, of course, he carries this over to a recent poll that was taken over in Israel, where they asked who the most prominent and favorite politician, most popular politician was, and hands down, it was Shimon Peres. Well, of course, Peres is currently the president of Israel, but he is actually a very corrupt politician. He's been around for a long time, and he was primarily responsible for the murder of Rabin, and of course he had tea with Sharon just before Sharon went into a coma, and Sidney Peres has been responsible for all sorts of dishonest activity, and yet the poll shows recently over in Israel that Peres is the most popular politician. And of course, Barry really doesn't believe that's true. I think he believes that this is a doctored poll
A real poll.
Do you really think it's accurate?
Oh, sure. I think it's a real poll.
All right, well, go ahead.
No. I mean, this is a real poll. I don't think it's doctored at all. It just shows that the Israelis are idiots. Look.
Now, that's not a nice thing. That's for you to call Israelis idiots, and I know you're an Israeli patriot, but go ahead.
Oh, I think that's, look, they voted him the most popular. Sure, I think they're idiots. Well, they don't have an ounce of rationality. Look, I paid a price for investigating Rabin's murder, and I was starting to tell you just one of the things the danger I was in. I was on the way to a lecture. There was a police car and a curve on the highway, an exit, and my tire collapsed, and I went into a spin, and it was examined by my garage and said, what is going on here? Tires don't do this. This is not just my anger. This is where I stuck my neck out and almost paid for it on too many occasions with my life. And then the Israeli people just go and make him Israel's most popular public figure. So I wrote an article setting the record straight.
Oh, no, basically, of course, Perez was really behind the murder of Rabin. But go ahead. So you wanted to bring the truth out about Perez. Go right ahead, because there's nothing too bad you could possibly say about him. He is an evil, evil, wicked man. Go ahead.
Well, I wasn't the only one, and other people were. I wasn't the only one to notice this poll and the significance of the poll. David Frank wrote about it, and I'm just going to quote his reaction. There are more out than in, favorite remark of my Latin teacher. What he meant was that there are more crazies outside the asylum than inside. And then he says he was proven correct once again with the results of the recent Harris poll that showed Israel Shimon Peres is the country's most popular public figure. And then he goes on, and then he is so unconvincing. He does the usual Peres brought Oslo to Israel, and so many people have been died and wounded, and he's responsible. Lousy argument. I mean, it's legitimate, but it doesn't begin to describe who this Peres is and what he's been doing. Now, this was kind of a nasty article, but I was in a nasty mood. I mean, really, if this is what it's leading to, that this is Israel's most popular public figure, then there's something very, very wrong with the Israeli mentality. That's putting it mildly. And Frank just said they're insane. I mean, he just said outright they belong in an asylum. Yeah, well, of course he's right about that. Now, look, I filled the gap by compiling, by the way, a short list of Peres's criminality. I mean, I've got enough for a book on Peres. But let's just look at who he is. Now, I'm going to start, and I did start nice and easy. Important, but not as important as mass murder of his own people, and that was last. What I started with was the fact that he is nothing but an agent and a snitch for the Vatican. Now, that's significant. I mean, that is very significant, but no Israeli knows it. That's part of the problem. They don't know what a Vatican is, and they don't realize that their president is working on their behalf. So what you've got, well, Oslo was not just inviting the PLO back. It was in Paris in May of 93, he was foreign minister then, invited the Vatican to take control of East Jerusalem and all its holy places. The role was not just aiding and abetting terrorists. It was helping the Vatican. And that was what Peres did in Oslo. And nobody understands his role. The Oslo Accord parallels precisely the Vatican Accord. That was Peres and Yossi Beilin. They were the same accord. And 3 days before the accord was signed in Washington, or the memorandum of agreements in September, this incredible subclause where the Vatican will take over East Jerusalem and give the PLO a capital in its entity was entered into the secret Vatican accords. They were not made public. I got them. What Peres was up to was just the selling of his nation's capital to both the Vatican and the PLO. Now, when that didn't work out well. Look, not everybody wants to give the Vatican East Jerusalem. He had to sell that and didn't go over well. On the way, and I'm getting this from Yahoo News, well, Shimon Peres, this is the quote, get ready. Peres raises world capital solution for Jerusalem. Shimon Peres, the head of the Labor Party, has suggested resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict over Jerusalem by putting its holy sites under UN stewardship. His plan calls for declaring a holy area of sites sacred to Jews, Christians, and Muslims in Jerusalem's walled city as a world capital, with the UN Secretary General serving as mayor. I hope you caught all that.
Oh, I got all that. I'm sure that would not go over very well with the Jews. I know if they were going to do the same thing with Washington, D.C., I would be rather incensed.
The man is insane. This is just not... He has no right to bargain away Israel's capital to the Vatican, PLO, and the UN. The UN was another trick. We won't go into the trick. It was the same thing. Get the old city and the holy sites into the hands of the Vatican. They used the UN as a tool. It doesn't matter. This is what the man has been doing. And nobody understands that in Israel. I don't know how this drifted over the heads of everybody that Peres is trying his best to give away Jerusalem. But that's a major crime. I mean, we won't understand that. We won't misunderstand that. But nonetheless, we're going to build, and that's what this article did, is I built to his really awful crimes. But look, I mentioned that he started criminal scandals against Presidents Weizmann and Kassab to get him out of the way so he could get the presidency. That was just mentioned. But the point, well, he won a Nobel Prize. But does anybody know that he bribed the Nobel Committee to get the prize? And again, Israelis don't understand. They just called him the Nobel Prize-winning president. I will quote again from my files. And it was in the article, quote, last week, Yovie Schock in the wide circulation newspaper Ma'ariv revealed that Peres gave Tergey Larson, the UN Middle East representative, $100,000 to secure him a Nobel Prize. This week, David Bedin, writing in the Corazon, applied the coup de grace. He interviewed a member of the Nobel Prize Committee, Kari Christensen, who not just confirmed the bribe, but described Larson's pressure on the committee after the bribe in full detail.
In other words, they were trying to bribe the committee to actually offer Peres a Nobel Prize. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying Peres paid for his Nobel Prize by bribing the committee.
Right. Well, that's money talks, and unfortunately, this is how it is. I mean, why would anybody give Barack Obama a Nobel Peace Prize before he was even in the presidency, or within a few weeks of his getting the presidency? Well, it was simply had nothing to do with he'd done anything to accomplish peace at all. In fact, he just assumed the presidency, and yet he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. And here's the man who's leading us into a war with Libya and with Syria, and it looks to me like the whole Islamic world. So we got our problems, but you have your problems. You have Shimon Peres. Right ahead, Barry.
Well, of course, what makes
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver.
The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Corruption there and made a threat to one of the prime ministers, one of the key
people.
Well,
no, you're getting into this one is not being explained well at all.
Well, you go ahead and explain it again because I want our listeners to hear this because here's a gentleman who's about to expose Perez and he's shot within 4 hours.
Go ahead. He was about to bring down Sharon's government.
Right.
Rekavam Zaevi was a minister in the cabinet. He wasn't just a someone. And he said, I'm walking out of the cabinet, I'm not walking alone unless you fire Perez. Sharon said no. Zaevi said he would expose Perez in the Knesset and resigned, but he was shot dead 4 hours before.
And who actually shot him? Did they ever find the murderer?
Oh, they found it. A couple of patsies who were never tried. They were supposedly held in Jericho by the PLO in their jail. It was a major scandal. No, they were never tried in Israel. Somehow they ended up in PLO custody. They found a couple of patsies. All right, the PLO pulled the trigger. Perez organized the murder. Oh, and then we shouldn't forget, on December 18th in 2002, Wayne Owens, who was a congressman for Salt Lake City for 8 years and was a partner in peace with Shimon Peres, they both had peace centers, in Peres' case, was just a money laundering operation. And I imagine Owen's case was similar. Well, he arrived in Tel Aviv with the gold that he was not going to leave that country until he put an end to the corruption of the Paris Peace Center. He died 6 hours, 7 hours later. His last meeting was with Paris's envoy, Avi Gill. This goes on and on and on. You never had a political career like this where he keeps getting away with murder. And again, they aren't good murders. These were botched murders. But the Israeli people can't think. Something prevents them from thinking.
We would call it spiritual blindness, but you go ahead.
Spiritual? This is mental blindness.
Whatever the motivation, but go right ahead, Barry. Anyway, they're blind, they don't see. It should be so obvious that after murder, after murder, after murder, all involving Perez and people wanting to expose him, somebody might get the idea that Perez was somehow involved in all these murders, but they don't see it. So go ahead.
They almost did it with Sharon. Sharon's murder was such, well, after the stroke didn't kill him, the doctors gave him medicine guaranteed to cause a cerebral hemorrhage and told him not to stay in Jerusalem, but go to his ranch in the middle of nowhere until the cerebral hemorrhage hit. I could go through this. The Israeli public was smelling a rat with Sharon, and I was starting to write about the rat. Then suddenly I got a stroke. And the timing was too bothersome for me. That, like I say, to get the Israelis thinking, I stuck my neck out, and if somebody has tried to chop it off a few times, but we're going to look one victim, just one. Who actually spoke to Yediot Achronot is about the only victim that puts Paris at the scene of a crime. And that's, again, included in the article. Now, what happened in 2005 is that the chief rabbi of the Sfardim, that Shlomo Omar, well, I hear the music.
And would you like to tell our listeners what the Sfardim is?
They're Jews from the Middle East.
They're Jews from the Middle East. So the chief rabbi of this one specific group of Jews and
they're half the country.
All right, fine. So and basically, so what about the rabbi?
He was going to oppose the pullout of Jews from the Gaza Strip. He was going to call it a sin, and he had to be shut up. So, when the music ends, I'll quote the newspaper.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. But they keep killing people and over there and with impunity, and it all goes back to Perez.
Night, Pop.
Night, son.
This is Dr. Stan, and Barry's about to tell us the story of what happened to the chief rabbi of the Sephardic people. That's about half the population over in Israel. So what happened to him?
I'll read the quote in Yediot Akronot. Well, what happened is his family was terrorized. But without Mrs. Amar Wolf, we'll quote her. Despite her claim to investigators to have had only passing contact with Meir, that's the son that ran away from the family and turned into a thug, her son visited her a second time just 2 days later with Labor Party leader Shimon Peres. According to Ayala, her brother threatened her with a knife, saying he could kill her with one stab. That was Peres enjoying personal thuggery. And again, there was nothing. No police investigation, nothing. Look, the biggest... Look, I'm going to go to the big crime now. I'm going to talk mass murder right now. Moshe Sharet, he was the president of Israel in 52... Prime Minister in 52... He just said, quote, I utterly reject Peres and see his ascendance as the most malignant form of political corruption. It will be a cause of national mourning if Peres becomes a minister of government for Israel. What he knew about in 1952 was that Peres, who was then the atomic energy czar, he was the head of the Atomic Energy Commission. He put together literally an attack on the Sephardim. He took their children. He got, by the way, from the American Army, 7 X-ray machines. And, well, what was done is they radiated the children through their brains. They blasted them with hundreds of times the legal dose of gamma rays that can go through a human being's brain.
But why did he do this? He was actually paid or bought off to do this by the Americans?
It was a god-awful experiment. And I'll bet he was on the ground floor.
But basically, they wanted to know how much damage they could do with radiation.
Well, so the Americans wanted to know.
And he went right along, and he used over 100, wasn't it over 100,000 Sephardic children for this bizarre experiment, the so-called ringworm children? Go ahead.
Well, what he got from the Americans was nuclear technology to build the Mona. And in return, the Americans were conducting all kinds of atomic experiments. They didn't look in the late 40s, early 50s. They hadn't even detonated a hydrogen bomb yet. They were in their infancy. They want to know what the damage was of radiation. And in the States, they would take prisoners. Well, they would, frankly, take blacks. And this was found out and publicized, and they had to stop. So they needed an experiment and a big experiment to find out what the effects would be on the brains and behavior of an entire people. You radiate to children. They took them out of classrooms, told them it was for ringworm, that they're blasting their heads with thousands of times the amount of x-rays a person can get to get rid of their ringworm. That was the excuse. Paris created Israel's nuclear program on the brains of the Sephardic, an entire generation. And by the way, the effects are passing down through the generations. And by the way, 6,000 died within 2 years. Of his own people, he was running an experiment that killed 6,000. They also kidnapped 4,500, mostly Yemenite children, well, for the same purpose. They just took them out of schools. They told the parents they had died in hospital, and they were just cruelly murdered. This was Paris.
They brought them to the United States where they were murdered, but weren't they murdered over here?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Some 500 were adopted, special people who wanted children. They were given Yemenite children. Most, and by the way, the information about this comes from the top. I investigated this at the highest levels of the organization, trying to expose the government, and they told me all about Peres and what he did with the kids and so forth. Shimon Peres murdered, and I mean murdered. He may not have been the one, again, to pull the trigger. Peres never pulls the trigger. He uses Yoram Rubin to shoot Rabin. He uses Meir Amar was the son of the chief rabbi. He used him to pull the knife against family members. Peres doesn't walk into a room and shoot and pull the trigger. That's not his style. He organizes murders, and he gets people to play along with his sick schemes. What it comes down to is he killed off, within 2 years, 10,000 inferior Sephardi Jewish children and crippled another 100,000 for life. Now, we're not just talking about a man who should not be the most popular public figure in Israel. He should be tried and let justice have its way with this guy. This is a very, very sick and evil criminal.
And right, he was involved in the attack on the USS Liberty, wasn't he?
No.
That wasn't him at all?
No.
All right.
That would be Moshe Dayan, who was the defense minister. No, Paris had nothing to do with that. Now, look. This is something I took a quote from a book. It's by Jacob Gruerwitz, and it was sent to me in the mail, and I was reading it, and he was really going after Paris, as well as the Vatican. And, well, if you want, you know, the book is in front of me. I can actually tell you how to get it along with mine later on. But the point is, he published Paris' Secret to Bill Clinton. He wanted, this is what Clinton was supposed to do for Paris. A quote from Paris: "It's no secret that Ben-Gurion handed me the post to establish the Israel Atomic Energy Commission and to found the Center for Nuclear Research at Dimona. My aim is to control the IAEC again." He wanted to go back, but this time to shut down his personal nightmare, to shut it down.
Okay, maybe before we go on, you could tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your PayPal button, and then we'll get back to the story of Shimon Peres.
I think we'll go on to other things. But, yeah, my books are at lulu.com. That's LULU.com. You'll see a search box right in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll take you to my books. And to have an email book downloaded if you have a Kindle or whatever else. Cost you about $5. Sent to your house, it's a little more. My website is barrychalmers.com. And if you want my DVDs or invite me to speak, and I'll give you my phone number. I had an interesting result from that. This week, a woman who lives not far from me dropped in. We had a great lunch, a very bright lady. And she contributed to my cause, which I'm always grateful for. So we're getting results from the radio show.
Well, I certainly hope so. Go right ahead.
My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And by the way, Jacob Gurevich's book, and this you'll have to look up on the net. It's called The Enemy Within. And boy, is Peres playing a big... You know, he's got the right idea in this book. His main targets are the Jewish left, Shimon Peres, and the Vatican. And he really has a good instinct about who's destroying the Jewish people. He doesn't quite have all the facts. But again, time took care of... Nobody had all the facts when he wrote this book. Mind you, that's not true. I believe I had met him, and he should have known a little better. But Jacob Gurevich was a freedom fighter in Israel. He was sent by the British to a camp in Africa. He was Shimon Peres threatened to sue him for his articles against him, and the book is The Enemy Within, and Gurevich is G-U-R-E-W-I-C-H. There, I plugged him. Now let's just go back to normal stuff, not so dramatic, that's going on in Israel.
Okay, go right ahead.
Good. We're off that subject, and now we can calm down and just talk about less emotional subjects. On June 19th, there's going to be an action in Israel. They're calling it Turning Point. What's going to happen is there are going to be two sirens, and everyone in Israel has to get to a shelter. They have two opportunities, morning and evening, to make sure they get into a shelter. And in the meantime, they're asking people to build protected spaces in their homes, in their schools, at work. Mass shelters are being opened up. They're going to, well, they're training the Israeli people. Well, here's the quote. The scenario being trained for includes hundreds of missiles and rockets striking daily throughout Israel. It goes on, government offices are participating in the drill as well, and the security cabinet will discuss practical dilemmas in real time. They're really, really preparing for what I've been talking about for the last 6 or 7 years, that the next war is going to be a rocket war. And, well, they're doing the right thing. I don't know if every Israeli will have access to a shelter by the time a rocket lands, which is a matter of seconds. but they're having this drill nonetheless, and it's significant. I'll tell you why they're having the drill in part. It's not just Hezbollah. They may have not predicted this. Hamas and Fatah signed a little agreement last week that all their, well, they're together as one. They signed it in Egypt, and by the way, that is significant. The Egyptians invited the leaders of Hamas and Fatah to Cairo or somewhere in Egypt.
I think you're going to have to explain to our listeners what Fatah is. I mean, this is really
the PLO.
Is the PLO. So basically, the PLO and Hamas have signed an agreement that they have a common enemy, and that's Israel. And of course, this
is... Well, that's under the table.
Right.
But they signed an agreement unifying their commands into one Palestinian entity. There is no Gaza or West Bank anymore. They're all one big happy family.
But basically, of course, this is all in preparation for the coming war with Israel. This is really the
fear. Well, it's also in preparation for the UN resolution in September declaring Palestine.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, what this does, though, well, this is coming from Mark Langsand. He's an expert on military affairs, and he's testified at lots of congressional committees and stuff like that. What he said, the real significance is that with Hamas and Fatah under the same control, well, in short, all of Israel is under rocket threat now. Everywhere in Israel is within Katyusha missile range, and Katyusha's only have 40 or 50 miles. But now, with the West, I mean, come on, if you want to hit the Jewish areas of Jerusalem, just start shooting rockets from Jericho. It's no big deal. What he's saying is that this agreement, in short, means that all of Israel is now within range of Katyusha missiles.
And, of course, Israel does have an anti-ballistic missile system, but it would
never be
overwhelmed by a massive influx of, dozens of missiles all being shot at one time. Would that be a fair assessment?
That's part of it. The Israeli system is on, it's not Katyushas it's knocking down. I don't know if it's prepared for Katyushas. They're a skinnier and tougher target than the grads. I hear music.
Go right ahead. Keep right on talking.
All right. I'm just going to do ordinary stuff.
All right.
I'll talk about Dr. Mordechai Kadar. He's a professor at the Sadat Research Center. Now, what he's talking about is what is happening. Well, what he says is Israel's about to lose its land. He says because of high court decisions, the government is now, well, by law, it's obliged to sell land to all Israelis, Jews and Arabs, on an equal basis. Now, again, it was...
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here. Okay, go right ahead. But basically, of course, this is unusual that they would be forced to sell
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades,
the honor killings and all sorts of things which are abhorrent to middle-class Jews, and there's increasing friction there between the Muslims and the Jewish people. Israel is a nation on the verge of war, and there's only a quick matter of time before they go to war with this, and the Hezbollah in the north and Hamas and PLO, which have now joined forces in the south and to the east. So the people in Israel are being prepared for war, but there's no possible way, in my estimation, without divine intervention, that Israel is going to survive. And we're probably talking a matter of a few months, maybe two at the most, a couple of years, before there's another major Arab-Israeli war. It's going to be interesting to see how God, or if God, will intervene, and whether perhaps Israel has weapons that will actually stop the missile attack, because this is going to be primarily missile wars, and they're going to be launched primarily at Israel and the Israeli citizens. It's a very small town. You would literally annihilate Israel with the missiles that are available, even using conventional warheads, much less, of course, the possibility of chemical and biological warheads. We are living in very, very difficult times. The whole of the Middle East, the whole of the Near East, is certainly being destabilized. Why is this all happening at this time? Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you believe that we have an important message and that it's important that our special guests we have on a regular basis be heard, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And, of course, we encourage you to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. How do you understand this Israel, the relationship of the Jews to what's going on? We have a wonderful book by John Loftus, who had a security clearance of three levels above top secret. He's an Irish Catholic who in the late 1970s and early 1980s worked for the Justice Department researching the Nazi war criminals and Nazi collaborators who killed 2 million Jews in violent Russia. If you've never heard of this, of course, you're not supposed to. And, of course, what happened to those Jews? Well, the State Department brought them over here, made sure they got plush jobs, and after this genocidal action where they killed over 2 million Jews, these people were able to allowed to live out their lives in New Jersey, and they're buried in New Jersey. And so one division of the government's trying to track down these Nazi war criminals. Other branches of the government are protecting them and covering for them. There's so much you're not going to get from other sources. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. His book, The Secret War Against the Jews. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You certainly need to get the other material that we have available here, because you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly you need some of the other books that we carry. You need to get the DVD, or I should say the four-tape set, Operation Paperclip. It takes you into the background of the fact that there were people within our intelligence agencies who brought certainly many of the Nazi war criminals to the United States to work, certainly in not only the space program, but the bacteriological warfare and mind control programs. And then, of course, another large number, about between 10 and 50,000 of the most vicious Nazi war criminals were helped to escape to South America in the rat line by our own intelligence agencies.